therefore, with the hope that we will have the sense of Pesach. Let me share with you a few verses that are related to the Haggadah, and of course that are generally yisdaidus achayim, ideas that we can use for life in general. As you know, we do not make a bracha on Sibrithius Mitzrayim, and the Rishayim already is the Kasha, and they give various technical reasons for not making a bracha on Sibrithius Mitzrayim. The Sfas Emes has an explanation, B'derech HaMachshava, something that doesn't contradict Rishayim, but goes well with what the Rishayim said. The Sfas Emes said that in general, we do not make a bracha on any mitzvah that is Bein Adam L'Chaverei, a mitzvah which has to do with benefiting another human being. A mitzvah like tzedakah has no bracha. Even a mitzvah like kibud av v'aim, respecting one's parents, has no bracha. And the reason for that is because the Rambam has taught us that any mitzvah which is a mitzvah stichli, which is a logical mitzvah, is something regarding which a person should say, I would do this mitzvah even if the Torah did not obligate me to do so. And that is the attitude that a person should have for mitzvah stichlius. The idea that even if the Torah did not obligate me to give charity, even if the Torah did not obligate me to have respect for my parents, I would do so anyway. When you have a mitzvah which a person would do even if he was not obligated to do, it's not appropriate to say a bracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu, blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having commanded us to do this mitzvah, as if we are doing it only because we were commanded. Says the Sfas Emes, that's the reason that on a mitzvah bein adam l'chaverei, such as giving tzedakah, we do not make a bracha. Because on a mitzvah sichli, it's inappropriate to say that our God gave us holiness by commanding us to do this mitzvah, as if that is the reason, the motivation for doing the mitzvah. That's true for all mitzvahs bein adam l'chaverei. We talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not a mitzvah bein adam l'chaverei. It's something that's a mitzvah bein adam l'makay. Nevertheless, the yisoid, the main idea of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is feeling hakaras hatayv, a thanks to the Kaddish Baruch Hu for having taken us out of Mitzrayim. And here too, it makes no sense to say asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu. This is a mitzvah stichli. It's a logical mitzvah which we would have done even if we had not been commanded. And for that reason, we make no bracha. It's as if we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a mitzvah which we should understand to do even had we not been commanded. A beautiful thought. I'd like to share with you now a part which is in the new Pachad Yitzchak, the Ma'amari Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, which was recently released. And this is the very first Maimer there, a beautiful Yistayid, and as you shall see, it's a Yistayid which I found in the Sefer Orzorah Latzadik for Rav Tzadik HaKayin on page Yud Gimel. Yistayid is the following. You find that when Moshe Rabbeinu realized that people were going to reveal to Paro that Jews were going to reveal to Paray that he had killed the Mitzvah, he said, Ochein noida hadavar, which, by its simple meaning, means, Ochein noida hadavar, the fact that I killed the Mitzvah is known. But, in a deeper sense, as the Medrash says, and Rashi alludes to briefly, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Ochein noida hadavar, now I understand what's happening. The fact that our galus in Mitzrayim, our exile in Mitzrayim, is not coming to an early end, is because, Naida HaDavar, now I know the reason, is because there are Jews among us who say Lashon Hara. There are Jews among us who speak ill regarding other Jews. So that the Avera of Lashon Hara was an Avera in Mitzrayim for which we were not redeemed. With this, says Rav Huttner, we understand why the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah that's done with the mouth. A mitzvah, the night of Pesach, then we have a mitzvah which involves speaking a lot. Usually we say, Siyag L'Chachma Shtika, that a wise man knows how to be silent. On this night we say, Kol HaMarbe L'Saper HaRizem Meshubach, worthy. Because this night, the mitzvah is to be mekadesh dibur, to give holiness to one's speech, as if to redeem the failure of Mitzrayim, where Jews were not pure in speech. This is Rav Huttner's beautiful thought, which of course explains why in the Haggadah we say, afilu kulanu chachamim, even if we're all wise men, it's a mitzvah to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I would think the reverse. Afilu kulanu amei ha'aretz, mitzvah leinu l'saper b'yetzias Mitzrayim. That even Amaratim, certainly Tamidei Chachamim. What does it mean, even Tamidei Chachamim? The answer would seem to be, because normally, Siyag L'Chachma Shtika, a sign of a wise man, is silence. On this night, Afilu Kulanu Chachamim, even if we're wise men, mitzvah leinu l'saper b'yetzias Mitzrayim. On the Rav Huttner's Yistayt, we can add that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar failed in a number of the Siyainais. But even after their failure, they were still heading to Eretz Yisrael, about to land, enter the land of Israel. When did it come to pass that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stop, I'm not letting you into Eretz Yisrael? That happened by the Chet HaMeraglim, a sin associated with Lashon Hara, where Moitziei Dibas HaAretz, where they spoke ill of Eretz Yisrael. When the sin of Lashon Hara reared its ugly head once again, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ad Kan, you came out of Mitzrayim because you sanctified your speech, and here you're failing again? This was the Avera for which they could not enter Mitzrayim. Similarly, during the sojourn in the Midbar, when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, she was punished immediately. And the entire camp of Klal Yisrael had to wait 7 days. They had to cease their travel towards Eretz Yisrael, again, because of the Aveira of Lashon Hara. Rav Tzadik in Or Zeruah LaTzadik adds another totally different point, but based on the same idea. We know that Masechtas Tzadikim begins with the words Or LaHarba Asar. It begins with the words the night of the 14th of Nisan, we do Bedika. He uses the word Or, light, in place of Laila, which means night. And the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is coming to hint to us, Shalei Yedaber B'loshim Meguna, that a person should be careful to speak in a fine way. And even the word night, which has negative connotations, is replaced by the word Or, or light, as if to hint that a person should speak properly. Why is this the first word of this Masechta? The hint of how to speak could have been hinted in any Masechta, or in any part of any Masechta. Says Rav Tzadik, Zehu haskolas ha-Masechta, lahayreis inyin ha-mechovim ha-Masechta zu, shu-inyin ha-Pesach. It's at the beginning of the Masechta to introduce us to the concept which this Masechta talks about, and that concept is the Taharas ha-Dibur, fixing the Avera of Dibur Maguna, of speaking improperly, of a lack of pureness of one's speech. Ah, beautiful. Rav Tzadik adds that one of the virtues that Klal Yisrael had is purity of Yichus. When they left Mitzrayim, they were praised in having a pure Yichus. Yetzias Mitzrayim with pure Yichus, the Gemara says in Perek Asar Yochdin, is related to Taharas HaDibur. Those two went out, they came out with a yichus, and it became part of the Jewish mentality, yichusa kulash kasta, that the best yichus, not a yichus of a grandfather who's a tzaddik, a talmid chacham, or a rebbe, yichusa de kula, the best yichus kasta, is a family that is quiet at a moment that they could cause disputes or fights, and a person was quiet and backs off. That, the Gemara says, is Yichusa Nikula. So we have this Vastemis thought regarding the Bracha, this thought regarding Taharas HaDibur. Let's move on to a third thought. We find in the middle of the Haggadah, after the Tzach Hadash Bachav, after we mention the Ten Makkos, and before we get to Dayenu, there are two pages which I think are typically gone through quickly. Most Haggadahs do not have the very Torah on it. Those are the three brises. were in Mitzrayim. Now that needs explanation. Two reasons. Number one, tonight is a night to talk about what happened on the 15th day of Nisan. Why say that things greater happened 7 days later? Imagine you had a Sheva Brachas. You get up to speak about the Chasm. You say, the Chasm is wonderful, he's a 10. Oh, but you should see Yitzchavrusa. Yitzchavrusa is a 50. And the Chasm is a 40, then Yitzchavrusa is a 200. And the Chasm is a 50, Yitzchavrusa is a 250. You would never do that. Why in the night of Yitzchias Mitzrayim do we say, well, Yitzchias Mitzrayim was 10 miracles, or 40, or 50, and at Yom Tov it was 50 miracles, or by one count, 200 miracles, by another count, 250. It seems inappropriate. The second question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it this way? Yitzchias Mitzrayim, after all, was the main point of the evolution of Klal Yisrael, the development of Klal Yisrael, and shouldn't that night have the greater miracle? It also says that the booty of Yom Tov was greater, many times greater, than the booty of Mitzrayim. Why so? Why shouldn't it be that Yitzchias Mitzrayim has the greater booty? To answer that, I'd like to share with you a yisbayit. It's a thought, a concept, which is a common concept in the Beis Medrash where I learn. It's an idea we have dealt with many, many times. And that idea is that to show love, it's not adequate to do things that a person has to do. When you do something for someone that you're obligated to do, it shows no love at all. It just shows that you're honest. You're doing what you're obligated to do. If a person desires to show ahava, he's got to give something extra. If a person gives a paycheck to an employee, it doesn't show any love. If a person gives a bonus, that shows love. If one does what he's obligated to do, it does not show ahava. You do something more, it shows ahava. When the Eden left Mitzrayim, it was not yet known, is this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for the Jewish people? Or perhaps it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. As it says, the Yisro Lakim is Brisbah, yes, Abraham is Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So when the Jews left, we did not know why God is being so kind to us. Is it for the fact that he has a relationship with us, the Kaviyahu God has an Ava to us, or is it because he's honest and keeps his promise to the Avais? We did not know until we came to Yom Tov. God promised we'd be taken out of Mitzrayim. He didn't promise that we would cross the Yom Tov. As a matter of fact, in Mitzrayim, nobody complained, Halalu Oivdei Avaydeh Zarah, Halalu Oivdei Avaydeh Zarah. It was at Yom Tov, which was post-promise, after the promise had already taken place, that there were complaints that the Jews don't deserve it. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed his love to Klal Yisrael. What happened at Kriyas Yom Tov revealed that everything that had happened until now was Ba'avas Hashem Aysanu, with God's love to the Jewish people. And therefore, at the Yom Tov, God showered us with extra love, more even than had taken place in Mitzrayim. We say this on the night of Pesach. We don't say Oz Yashir. We don't talk much about Kriyas Yom Tov. We see only this one point regarding Kriyas Yom Tov. That at Kriyas Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showered us with so much good and so much kindness. That point is something that shows that everything done till now was done with love. And when I said this to Parat Torah, a chavrusa of mine, Harav Shachni Weinberger, added that this makes beautiful the idea that at Kriyas Yom Tov, in Oz Yashir, after the Jews had crossed the Yom Tov and felt God's love, they were mechadesh, they introduced the idea of Hidur Mitzvah. Zekeli Van Veyu. The Jewish people said that we will serve God with Hidur Mitzvah by doing more than we're obligated to do. Kol HaMarbeh HaRezeh Mishubach. The more you do, the more praiseworthy. Because we too will take that Mida and do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyach, than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself commanded us. And this is the idea that Kriyas Yom Tov is the shtempel, it's the stamp. It shows that Kriyas Yom Tov was done with love. And if you look at the Siddur carefully, when you daven Shacharis or Maariv, if you say, Zechir is Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yeshem Elokechem Shetzis Yeshem Yeretz Mitzrayim, Yeshlochem Leilikim, and Yashem Elokechem, which is the daily mitzvah of saying Zechir is Yitzias Mitzrayim, you will notice that in the paragraph that follows, in the Amunah Kol Zayis, at chakras, you will notice that we mention Kriyas Yamsuf. Because we always mention Kriyas Yamsuf if the Zechis Yes Mitzrayim. That was the shtempel, that was the stamp, that was the acknowledgement that everything that happened till now was done by Ahava. And as we enter our Pesach, and we, Klal Yisrael, do so much more than we're obligated to do. So much more into Kazayas of Matzah, we don't really think we have to eat that much, but we do. So much more in the cleaning, we really think we have to clean all that. So much more in our Zahiris, our distancing ourselves from Chametz, and we really have to avoid kidneys, etc. Yes, because we show our Ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reciprocate. But that is very much the message of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the message of Kol Amar Be'el Esaper Arizem Mishubach. Gird yourself, strengthen yourself, come to the Seder with a cheshek and a bren. Show an Ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Mitzvah Satira. And let that Ahava carry forth. You should have a chizuk for the coming year in Yitzhah Hashem. Next Thursday is Chol HaMayed. I hope you'll take 15 minutes from your Chol HaMayed time to join me once again at this time at 2:15, the Ezra Hashem. Wishing one and all a chag and kosher and sameach.